Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the August-September issue of Audiophile magazine. On today's program, you'll hear our editor's picks, the most intriguing audiobook releases for August and September. We'll have Thomas Walken's column Learning by Ear, and reviews about things we haven't learned yet, as well as reviews in personal growth. Let's get right to it. Editor's picks. From author Alexis Daria, You Had Me at Hola. This new romance stars two actors who are trying to take the next big step in their careers. It's read by Stephanie Valentine. From Akwaeke Emetsi, we have The Death of Vivek Oji. From the author of Freshwater and Pet, a novel that illuminates a Nigerian community, read by Yetiri Badaki and Iwuji Chukwudi. From Tamsin Muir, we have Harrow the Ninth. Moira Quick's performance of Gideon the Ninth made it one of our best audiobooks of 2019, so we can't wait for this sequel. From Isabel Wilkerson, we have Caste, The Origin of Our Discontents. From the author of The Warmth of Other Suns, a vital look at how caste has shaped history and the present day of the United States. It's read by Robin Miles. From author Eugenia Cheng, we have X plus Y, a mathematician's manifesto for rethinking gender. The author of How to Bake Pi, P-I, takes on gender inequality in the field of mathematics in a society at large. Read by Moira Quick. From author Helen MacDonald, we have Vesper Flights. From the author of H is for Hawk, a new collection of essays about the natural world, and it's read by the author. From Yag Yasi, we have Transcendent Kingdom. In this new novel from the author of Homecoming, a Ghanaian family in Alabama grapples with depression, addiction, and loss. With Bonnie Turpin narrating, you know the audiobook will be good. From Louise Penny, All the Devils Are Here. In this 16th outing, Chief Inspector Gamache changes locales from Quebec to Paris. Allons-y. It's read by Robert Bathurst. From author Eula Biss, we have Having Been Had, an examination of money and capitalism through a very personal lens from the author of On Immunity and Inoculation. It's read by Alex McKenna. From Ruth Ware, we have One by One. A company retreat in a remote mountain chalet goes wrong in Ware's latest thriller. We are big fans of her previous audiobooks, including The Turn of the Key and The Death of Mrs. Westaway, the reader to be announced. From Nancy Pearl and Jeff Schwager, we have The Writer's Library, the authors you love on the books that changed their lives. In interviews, 23 A-list authors, including Louise Erdrich, Viet Thanh Nguyen, and Maaza Maginsti, talk about the books that influenced them, reader to be announced. From authors David Chang and Gabe Eula, we have Eat a Peach. Celebrity chef David Chang reads his own memoir about finding his place in the restaurant world, and he reads it himself. Next, from Malcolm X and Alex Haley, we have the autobiography of Malcolm X. Actor Lawrence Fishburne narrates a new audiobook version of Malcolm X's classic story in what should be a powerhouse performance. From Susanna Clarke, we have Piranesi, a new fantasy from the author of Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell. Piranesi lives in a house of infinite rooms and hidden mysteries. The reader to be announced. From Elijah Cummings and James Dale, we have We're Better Than This, My Fight for the Future of Our Democracy, a posthumous memoir from the late congressman. details his upbringing in South Baltimore, his rise to the House of Representatives, and his vision for the future of the country, read by James Dale. From Ione Butler, we have uplifting stories, true tales to inspire you to take action. From the founder of the social media platform Uplifting Content, a collection of stories about inspiring individuals, and it's read by Ione Butler. From Justin Reynolds, we have Early Departures. We loved Reynolds as The Opposite of Always. His new novel for teens about friendship, grief, forgiveness, and learning how to say goodbye. Reader to be announced. From Layla Lalami, we have Conditional Citizens on Belonging in America. Lalami, the other Americans, narrates her own story of becoming a U.S. citizen after immigrating from Morocco. It's delayed due to a September release, and it's read by the author. From Nick Stone, we have Dear Justice. This sequel to D. Martin takes on the juvenile justice system. We gave an earphones award to Dion Graham's powerful narration of Dear Martin, and he reads this Dear Justice as well as with author Nick Stone. From Naomi Novik, we have A Deadly Education, a new fantasy from the author of Spinning Silver and the Temeraire series, set in a school of magic called the Schoolomance. The reader to be announced. And that concludes our editor's picks of the most intriguing upcoming releases for August and September. Just a reminder that you are listening to Audiophile Magazine's August-September issue. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, now we will start our learning by ear. From Thomas Walken, he has What Hasn't Been Learned. The type of learning audios I'm drawn to these days are mainly those that help me understand the world better. I get 3 newspapers and watch lots of cable TV, so I'm fully supported with thumbnail sketches about current affairs. But when I want to understand the world more broadly or think about my part in what's happening, I turn to audiobooks. 2 examples of this convenient source of enlightenment are Bitcoin Billionaires and Confirmation Bias. These equally riveting audios provided a coherent narrative about virtual currency speculation and Supreme Court appointments that I never would have pieced together from print periodicals and TV. The colorful storylines and dialogue in these audios are read by some talented voice actors. The fidelity and continuity of their performances helped me hear a large amount of information as a coherent story that was both illuminating and immensely enjoyable. A number of the audios we heard were about the history and current state of social justice in the U.S. 2 of them stand out as providing lessons that stirred my moral sensibilities, A More Perfect Reunion and A Black Woman's History of the United States serve up the brutal realities and indomitable spirit of Black history in America that, as a grandson of 4 Polish immigrants, I will never fully comprehend. But hearing that history read by narrators with personal ties to those realities made me want to know more about the roads Africans were forced to travel since being brought to America more than 400 years ago. These essential truths about social justice in America, along with other things I've yet to learn, are the reasons I keep listening. Bon courage, Tom Walken. The next 5 reviews you'll hear are written by Mr. Walken. The first one is an earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review today is How to Be Good by Gary Cox, read by Matthew Lloyd Davies, and it's an Earphones winner. Popular philosophical writing doesn't get any better than this, especially when it's delivered by British narrator Matthew Lloyd Davies. Infusing every phrase with lighthearted charm and meaning, he gives listeners a satisfying oral experience as he unfolds the author's ideas about goodness. Philosopher Gary Cox has a gift for juxtaposing today's moral dilemmas with the foundational thinking of the major philosophers. Is there an absolute standard of goodness that we can consult for guidance in sticky situations? How responsible is someone with an uncritical conscience for actions that others view as reprehensible? Though these and similar questions will be most fascinating to listeners who enjoy deep thinking, this generous serving of Davies' enormous talent is by itself worth the price of admission. That was a review of How to Be Good by Gary Cox, an Earphones winner, read by Matthew Lloyd Davies. It's available from Tantor Media for 6.75 hours unabridged. Next, we have A More Perfect Reunion by Calvin Baker. It's read by Landon Woodson. Landon Woodson's quiet confidence is a great vehicle for expressing the perspective that permeates this important audiobook about racism. The young actor connects in a balanced way with the author's mission to call out the realities of slavery and the rationales, denials, and hypocrisy associated with its continuing effects on African Americans. Woodson's matter-of-fact tone helps listeners absorb these realities with equanimity. The author is a novelist, essayist, and literature teacher who says race is an obsolete concept, a loosely applied type of class distinction. Based on meticulous historical research, his latest book is an accessible account of the racial subrogation and marginalization as it's been practiced across the globe. The blend of this balanced writing and the narrator's approach make this a go-to audio for anyone desiring enlightenment about these issues. A More Perfect Reunion by Calvin Baker. It's read by Landon Woodson, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 8 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in Learning by Ear is A Black Women's History of the United States. It's written by Dana Remy Berry and Callie Nicole Cross, and it's read by Janina Edwards. Janina Edwards delivers these intense narratives of black women, starting with African women brought to the Americas before 1619 and continuing through late 20th century figures. In compiling these empowering stories of women during 10 historical eras, the authors provide a fast-moving account of how black women brought here used their ingenuity and connections with other women to persevere against overwhelming obstacles. The intensity of what they endured is riveting. Edwards delivers the narratives with an impressive palette of accents and a level of swagger that sounds right for these truths. With the audible empathy she feels for this history, she is a big part of why this work succeeds in audio. It's a necessary listening experience that adds dignity and human texture to the black experience. And that was a review of A Black Woman's History of the United States by Dana Remy Berry and Callie Nicole Gross. It's read by Janina Edwards, and it's available from Beacon Press for 10 hours unabridged. Next, we have Bitcoin Billionaires by Ben Mezrich, read by Will Dameron, and it's an Earphones winner. The focus of this audiobook by a top financial journalist is the Winklevoss twins, Cameron and Tyler, the Harvard grads who claimed the idea for Facebook was stolen from them by fellow student Mark Zuckerberg. The brothers went on to become wealthy by promoting the cryptocurrency Bitcoin. Narrating with subtle pitch and phrasing variations, Will Dameron connects with every bit of the drama and interpersonal tensions that pervade this story. His pleasing voice and facility with dialogue are enormously enjoyable. Even if listeners are not that interested in Bitcoin or tech-oriented startups, they will love following the 20-something Winklevoss twins and their idealistic collaborators as they navigate perilous business challenges and try to manage their passions. Dameron's superb performance adds to the excitement and makes this captivating listening. That was a review of Bitcoin Billionaires by Ben Mezrich, an Earphones winner read by Will Dameron. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 9.5 hours unabridged. Next, we have Confirmation Bias by Carl Hulse, read by Fred Sanders. Fred Sanders' excellent narration has the serious tone you'd expect in an audiobook about the high-stakes political wars surrounding recent Supreme Court nominations. As the author describes legislative battles over nominees from Merrick Garland to Brett Kavanaugh, Sanders' seriousness wavers little, but is always easy to hear and entirely appropriate for the level of gravitas and drama. Veteran Capitol Hill reporter Carl Hulse has been covering this kind of partisan conflict for 30 years, so he has lots of fascinating stories that have not been previously reported. His insights about the politicians involved are priceless. With a performance from Sanders that captures all of the interpersonal dynamics and vitriol associated with SCOTUS nominations, this is a priceless glimpse into how people get elevated to our highest court. That review was Confirmation Bias by Carl Hulse, read by Fred Sanders. It's available from Harper Audio for 10.25 hours unabridged, and those last few reviews were written by Thomas Walken. Now we turn our attention to personal growth audios, and our first is Navigate Your Stars by Jesmond Ward, read by the author, and it's an Earphones winner. Jesmond Ward, the author of Sing, Unburied, Sing, performs the moving speech she delivered at Tulane University's commencement in 2018. Ward humbly recounts her belief that a college education would help her create a life not bound by poverty or the circumstance of her birth. With raw emotion, Ward describes her disappointment and disillusionment when, after graduation, she had no job offer or prospects for her passion, writing. These dark emotions were compounded by the loss of her brother in a car accident. Light musical accompaniment and Ward's weighty pauses underscore her grief and struggle to stay on course to become a writer. Persuasive and authentic, Ward proclaims a short and powerful message. Look beyond the horizons, set your sights on a star, and sail towards it. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of Navigate Your Stars, written and read by Jesmond Ward. It's an Earphones winner. Available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 19 minutes of unabridged listening. Next we have Pathways to Well-Being by Susan Brooks Young and Sarah Armstrong, read by Callie Beaulieu. In this no-nonsense guide to cultivating positive emotions that many listeners can use right now, the authors teach practical ways to gain focus, to harness gratitude and movement, and to elicit positivity, empathy, and kindness. They also impart the fascinating science behind mental well-being and how to cultivate it. Since the audiobook describes but does not actually guide listeners through the practices, narrator Callie Beaulieu makes the wise choice to speak quickly and purposefully. This direct approach inspires listeners to change their psychology and physiology through shifts in both thought and physical posture. The end of each chapter, which lists international standards for technology in education, ISTE standards for educators, doesn't translate well to audio format. However, non-educators can easily skip past these bullet points. Jessica Teal wrote that review of Pathways to Well-Being by Susan Brooks Young and Sarah Armstrong, read by Callie Bulow. It's available from International Society for Technology in Education for 3.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have the new one, Painfully True Stories from a Reluctant Dad by Mike Barbilla and Jay Hopestein, read by the authors. Entertainer Mike Barbilla and his wife Jay Hopestein work together to present a humorous contemporary story of reluctant parents. The pair are excellent foils. Barbilla is lively, full of ironic observations and laugh-out-loud one-liners. Stein is more reserved, breathy, and sincere as she reads her original poems, which are sprinkled throughout. In this audiobook, listeners are getting the best moments of Barbilla's stand-up comedy routines and Broadway show, which were based on the same theme. His experience as a performer shines through in the pace and timing of his narration. Listeners will appreciate the honesty behind his wit, along with the quieter tones of reflection in Stein's reading. Mohana Raja Kumar wrote that review of the new one, Painfully True Stories from a Reluctant Dad. It's written and read by Mike Barbilla and Jay Hopestein, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Great Things Happen Every Day by Phil Barth, read by Matthew Buckner. Narrator Matthew Buckner engagingly conveys this audiobook, which focuses on noticing the great things that happen daily. After 52-year-old Phil Barth had a minor heart attack, he decided to observe life's positive things in order to alter his thinking and reduce stress. Buckner's enthusiastic delivery mirrors the upbeat style of this Toastmasters winner as he details how he enumerates both large and small items for his daily log. Listeners accompany Barth, and sometimes companions, as he notes eating luscious meals, spending Kohl's cash, visiting museums and zoos, and participating in a church camping trip. Descriptions of surroundings and campfire cooking are "You Are There" vivid. A bonus is Buckner's sincere invitation to join Toastmasters International, along with suggestions on how to plan and deliver a speech. Obviously, a perfect choice for audio. Susan Baird wrote that review of Great Things Happen Every Day by Phil Barth, read by Matthew Buckner. It's available from Philip J. Barth for 3.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have A Wonderful Life, Insights on Finding a Meaningful Existence. It's written by Frank Mertella, and it's read by Steve Edwards. Steve Edwards narrates this insightful guide for those wanting to understand our purpose, those asking why life is worth living. While the human ability to reflect and reason predisposes us to ponder the meaning of life, throughout this series of essays, Edwards reassures us that an existential crisis is not necessary. His easygoing narration lends itself to the audiobook's down-to-earth style and its message, differentiating between the meaning of life and the meaning in life, with the latter becoming what we can determine on a daily basis. Tips to change the way we think about our lives include doing things for others and seeing our lives as music, in which the playing is more important than the ending. Edwards' smooth and casual delivery make this a refreshing listen. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of A Wonderful Life, Insights on Finding a Meaningful Existence. It's written by Frank Mertella, and it's read by Steve Edwards. It's available from Harper Audio for 3.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review today in personal growth is You Got This, Face Your Fear, Find Your Confidence. It's written by Caroline Foran and read by Devin Sovari. Caroline Foran helps listeners understand their anxieties and provides effective strategies for gaining more confidence. Narrator Devin Sovari's conversational style is welcome and relatable as she delivers Foran's advice on self-image and her explanations of the roots of fear and how it can disrupt personal accomplishments. Sovari's tone is empathetic when she clarifies some of the major causes of lack of confidence, such as perfectionism and fault-finding, and is encouraging when she describes the simple methods that Foran offers as solutions. The tips are vocalized in a way that is approachable and effective and pairs nicely with the author's honest style. This audiobook provides bold solution to a personal insecurity. Denise Zajkowski wrote that review of You Got This, Face Your Fear, Find Your Confidence. It's written by Caroline Foran, and it's read by Devin Sovari. It's available from Brilliance Audio for 6.25 hours of unabridged listening. Well, that's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll begin our reviews in fiction. You'll hear an Earphones winning review of Little Family by Ishmael Bia, read by Dion Graham, and a review of Miss Austin by Gil Hornby, and Earphones winner read by Juliet Stevenson. We also have an author interview with poet and best-selling author Julia Alvarez and a review of her latest audiobook, Afterlife. It's an Earphones winner read by Alma Cuervo. So until next time, thanks for listening.